We're ready to go. Up she goes. Warsaw wins the tip. They head to the far end. Bricker whips it right down to the block. Jaeger spins in the lane. Half hook rims short. Rebound tipped out. Grabbed by Carson Gould. Warsaw gets a reload as two Goshen players banged into each other. Bricker down toward the baseline. He'll fall and fire from 12 and hit. He had 19 last night. He's got his first two here on the opening possession of the game. And Warsaw leads 2-0 after a putback basket. Braxton Klein runs the point. Near side for Andre Williams. Williams throws it out, and it's grabbed there by Werthmann. Werthmann worked on by Finlinson. Spins the lane, kicks it out to the near side for Weddle. Now for Klein. Klein drives left into a trap. He is in big trouble. Tried to jump a pass, and Jaeger tipped it and stole it. Carson Gould up ahead, left side. Martin, he'll take it down and put it up off the glass. No good. Contact there. Play goes on. Williams the rebound. Williams runs down the floor. Flips it up underhand around Carson Gould. No good. Jaeger the rebound. End to end we go. Bricker right side with a head fake and a drive to the baseline. He'll lean in and score, and a foul. Bricker leaned right in against Levi Sawatsky and makes the basket and draws the first foul of the game. And Warsaw with a chance to go up 5-0 quickly. Bricker missed two free throws in one possession last night, and he missed again right there. So Bricker, an 81% free throw shooter. That free throw percentage was in the high 80s, and now all of a sudden it's come backwards a little bit. Skip pass across to Williams in front of the Warsaw coaches. Now out to Klein. Above the free throw line for Weddle. Ball knocked away. Carson Gould picked back up by the Redhawks. Into the near corner. Werthmann for three. It's good. That's his 17th three-pointer of the season. And it's 4-3, Warsaw by one. Jaeger above the free throw line. Right side Finlinson. He'll come up shooting from there. He missed it. Lied. Martin, though, the offensive rebound. He'll muscle it up there. He missed it. And it's grabbed by Weddle for Goshen. In transition, Klein. Klein races up the far side, spins away, shoots it from 15 feet, and couldn't get it. Bricker's got the rebound for Warsaw. A lot of energy for two teams that played last night. Gould right of the key. Throws it out to Bricker straight out. He'll drive the right side of the lane, then spin back left and put it off the glass, and in again, and a foul. Bricker with the spinorama and the bucket, and one, and a chance to put the Tigers up by four again. Bricker, he's become, to use a Doug Ogle term, he's become very clever with the basketball. Bricker's free throw, no good again. And Luke Bricker, I don't know what he yelled, but he yelled something as he ran back. As Goshen beats Warsaw's pressure. Sawatki in the lane, shoots over Jaeger and floats it in. Levi averages about 10 points a game. That's his first two, 6-5. Warsaw with a one-point lead. Bricker in transition from 25, short. Rebound goes over Jaeger's head. Bounces at midcourt. Body's diving for it. It's grabbed by Werthmann for Goshen. Outlets to Klein. Klein, ball knocked away by Bricker. Klein will pick it up right in front of the Warsaw bench. No, Sawatsky runs down the side of the lane, shoots an off-balance shot, and floats another one in. Back-to-back baskets by the 6'2 sophomore. 7-6, Goshen has taken the lead for the first time. Carson Gould will slow things down. Martin down in deep. Jaeger spins to his left, leans in, and a late whistle and a foul call. Michael Wolford is telling him what he did wrong. So he agrees with the call. Weddle with the foul, his first. Jaeger to shoot. Good free throw shooter, puts the first one, and that's short. Warsaw 0-for-3 at the free throw line here to start. Last night, they were just 4 out of 6. One more coming up for the only senior on this boys' basketball team. That one's good. Warsaw's tied the game at 7-7. Klein to the line. Out to Williams between the circles. Right side for Sawatki. Now he's trapped at midcourt. Down to the baseline for Weddle. He'll shoot a fallaway jump shot. No good. Jaeger goes down, and it's out of bounds to Warsaw. Jaeger had two hands on the rebound. There were two Goshen players underneath. I do not want to insinuate that they undercut him, but he landed on one of their feet I'm glad he wasn't injured. Warsaw has the ball. Finlinson out of the right. Now Jaeger between the rings, left side to Bricker. Bricker looks inside at Jaeger, throws it out to Martin. Out of the right side for Finlinson. He'll hand off on the weave to Gould. Gould out to Jaeger. They're looking at Martin in the post. Bricker on the left. He'll run right off a screen from Jaeger at the top, Carson Gould. Left side, Jaeger, down to the corner for Bricker. 4:10 left to play, opening quarter, Warsaw and Goshen tied at 7. Carson Gould drives left, picks up his dribble, finds Bricker in the corner, up the baseline, finds a cutting Martin, who made a really good one-handed catch. He'll spin and score. The pass was good, but it was a little to Martin's left, and he had to reach out with one hand and reel that thing in. Warsaw leads 9-7. Our second lead change of the opening quarter. Sawatsky up the baseline against Carson Gould. Carson cut him off. That's a taller, bigger guy that Carson's guarding. Sawatsky up the baseline and a whistle, and a foul is called. This will be on Carson Gould. That's his first. Warsaw's first foul of the game. Goshen's been called for three. Here comes Carter Markham, a 6'1 sophomore. That's Carter with a K. And he'll throw it out of bounds right down here below us. Warsaw on a man-to-man defense. They get it into Klein. Klein in the corner against Bricker. Drives to the elbow side of the lane. Throws it out for Werthmann. Down below to Williams. Williams skip pass across to an open Klein. He is not inclined, pun intentional, to shoot it. Not from there. He's only hit 3 3-pointers all season. Williams up the baseline, comes out the other side, flipped it up underhanded, and the ball hit the backboard pole. He flipped it up really high off the glass. It skimmed off the glass and then hit the backboard post. It goes out of bounds to Warsaw. Jaeger and Gould are out. Sullivan and Berger in for the Tigers at 3:08 of quarter one with Warsaw leading 9-7. Finlinson, right side Bricker, back out to Robbie, across now to Berger. Berger picks up his dribble, looking and finds Sullivan outside the arc. Back to Berger. Now to Finlinson above the volleyball line. He'll drive right, get as far as the block, spin baseline, fall and fire, and hit. Finlinson with 2 threes last night, got his first basket of the two-point variety this weekend, and makes it 11-7 Tigers. Warsaw scored the last five. Pass the near side for Markham. Pass inside for Weddle. Goes over his head and out of bounds. And Warsaw has the ball back. Bricker into Finlinson. Warsaw will advance it. Robbie through the center circle. It's a man-to-man by Goshen. Right side to Bricker. Finlinson to the top for Berger. Berger back to right. The pass was off his hands and out of bounds. That's a really tough pass to try to reel in. We're going to have a timeout taken by Goshen, and it is a full timeout. 2:20 left to play in our opening quarter. Warsaw leads 11-7 over Goshen. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 11-7 Warsaw, Goshen ball, 2:20 left to play here in the opening quarter. Same five that left the floor for the timeout back out there for Warsaw, and Goshen looks like the same as well. Klein across the line to Williams, right side Sawatki. Up the baseline, he'll float one up there short. The rebound's grabbed by Berger, and he takes off flying down the court. Got as far as the free throw line, lost the ball, taken away. Tipped away by Sawatki, grabbed by a teammate, and there's a pass down court by Klein that's tipped by Martin and grabbed by Bricker. So a turnover followed by a turnover, and Warsaw's got the ball back leading by 4. Berger at the left elbow. Lobs back out to Bricker. He'll take it to the center circle, and they'll reset. Bricker, left side, out to Sullivan. Now back to the left elbow for Berger. Makes a jab step, now drives in the lane. He'll force one up and bank it in. Maiden Berger with 2, and it's 13-7. Warsaw, they've scored the last 7 points of the game. Sawatsky to the line. Near side of center, takes it into the center circle, dribbling right, throws it down to the wing. Weddle. Back out top. Oh, Klein to the near side. Sawatsky, he'll take the baseline. He'll lean in for an 8-footer of his own. That's no good. Tipped by Williams. Grabbed by Martin for the Tigers. And to Bricker, 2-on-4. Pulls up at the 3-point arc, but keeps dribbling. Forces up a tough shot and banks that in. Bricker's got an 8-point first quarter working, and the Tigers have a 9-0 run working with 53 seconds left to go in the quarter. They lead 15-7. Sawatsky out to Klein. Klein against Bricker. Yeah, he'll dribble a couple times left, throw it to Williams between the rings. He'll throw it out for Klein again. 35 seconds left. Goshen's got the possession arrow, so if they score here, got a chance to get the ball back to start the second. Shot outside the lane, no good by Werthmann. Rebound tipped to Williams in the corner. He'll throw it out to Werthmann. Underneath, good pass. Klein missed the reverse layup. And Warsaw now with the ball and 20 seconds left in the period. A long pass by Bricker is way off the mark. It goes into the Goshen bench and out of bounds. Finlinson got two hands on it. That pass was 5 to 7 feet off target. Finlinson was curling around, hoping that he would have an opportunity to shoot a three-pointer there, maybe. And that pass was way off target. So now Goshen back with the ball. 5 seconds left. Werthmann. 2 seconds. Does he know? He doesn't. Williams will get off a shot at the buzzer, and it's no good. After one, Warsaw 15, Goshen 7. We start quarter two in 60 on News Now Warsaw.